The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
Hey, welcome to a special issue of the Brightside Chat where we talk Endgame loaded with spoilers. So if you've seen the movie, keep on listening. If you haven't seen the movie, pause. Go see the movie. At least that's one of our opinions. Hey, John, I appreciate you keeping the store open late for me so we can talk about this.
Hey, anything for you, man.
So, did you see Hellboy?
Yeah.
What?
No, I did not see Hellboy.
It's late. It's been a long night. Let's skip with the formalities. What'd you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. I mean, I still need some time to unpack it a little bit.
I
definitely need to see it again. But I wasn't blown away. I mean, it was good.
Really?
You know, I didn't think it was Infinity War good. And I don't think it's the best Marvel movie they've ever made. It may change upon another viewing, but, you know, it was fine.
Did you not have your coffee? What? I'm blown away by your reaction. I literally just got home. We have no idea. We haven't talked. I am shocked. I am floored.
If I had to describe my feelings about this movie in one word, it would be satisfying. Like, it was completely satisfying.
Well, that's what you wanted other day.
Right. Well, it is, right? And
I wouldn't say it's satisfying.
About, and this was... And this is what I was worried about, is that, you know, the hype was so big for this that it wasn't going to be able to live up to expectations. And I'm not sure that it did. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some fantastic moments, and there's a lot of stuff to like about it. But I wasn't blown away, man. I'm sorry. It didn't get me like I was hoping it would. So...
Wow.
I don't know what else to say.
I know. No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's your take, and you're entitled to that. And
I mean, obviously you have another take.
Podcast is over.
So.
We're done. That's
it. Friendship's over. Podcast is over.
It's been a good run.
Yeah.
No, I had the first time I saw it, I walked out of there and I was thinking of us the other day, last week, talking about it, and I was saying you're going to want to run through a wall, and that scene when he says, Avengers Assemble, I wanted to run through the screen.
And
I was like,
cool.
Pretty cool.
It was cool.
We've been waiting 22 movies for them to say Avengers Assemble. We never get it. He finally says it after picking up the hammer. The hammer went to him. So that and then Stark dies the entire which we can get into next week. I think that's a comic book die. I'm not 100% convinced, but
no,
that
I mean,
was
he's a, dead.
That was
he is
but
dead.
that entire movie the entire roller coaster ride was exhausting. So when you with all of the emotions going up and down in that movie, when I walked out, I didn't feel like I wanted to run through a wall, and I didn't feel satisfied. I felt exhausted because there were parts where you were like ready to cry because starting at the beginning, and then they get you with some laughs, and then they bring you back down to a big dip again. You have to see it again and maybe have a Red Bull or something.
I wasn't tired when I saw the movie. I was wide awake. I'll be honest with you. Natasha's death hit me way harder than Stark's did because Stark's death was completely expected.
Yeah.
Like, we knew that he was going to die.
One of them was going to die, yes.
Right. So, I mean, yes, again, you know, I don't want to come off as like unfeeling or whatever. Yes, it was sad, but I mean, it was completely expected. You know, Natasha's death was, on the other hand, not expected at all. Especially knowing that we have a Black Widow movie on the way, which now is destined to be a prequel movie.
Well,
only
we kind of knew that. I felt like we knew that because we're going to find out where she came from.
But I mean, I also felt like it was not a one and done type of movie. Like it, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this:
might be its own franchise.
I'll tell you this though: coming. I think she's comic book dead too, because at the end, right before Cap goes back in time to put the stones back, remember? And he's, what does Banner say? Professor Hulk say to Cap? He says,
I tried hard to bring her back, but I couldn't.
He goes, but I didn't. And, right. So how do you know? Maybe he did, and he just doesn't know yet. So we don't know. But just the fact that they put that line in gives you hope. Because,
but where would she be then? Like, why wouldn't she show up? She knows where everybody lives.
I know. I know. You know? I know. But I mean, why put that line in? Otherwise, you know, other than just to say, yes, we miss her. There's always meaning in everything. You never know. I think there is a possibility she's dead. Stark's dead. And all of this whole thing is done.
I think it is because that's what they wanted. That's
right.
What they gave us, right? I mean, again, it was a very satisfying ending to the Infinity Saga. Like, it gave me everything I wanted for an ending. You know, I mean, it had, you know, it tied up everything. Everything has a bow on it. Like, everything was, like, there's no loose ends, right? Like, everything is pretty much what we wanted out of this movie. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I can't put my finger on it. I can only tell you, I can't explain why I feel the way I feel. I can only tell you how I felt. It just, like I said, there was a lot of great moments. I clapped when everybody came back to, you know, I mean, I was into it just like everybody else. But I don't think it was as good as Infinity War. Like, I just don't think it was. Like, I think there was, there's a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of times it broke its own rules, you know, with regards to time travel. Like
what?
I mean, Cap coming back at the end is completely it breaks every rule that they set up through the entire movie. You know, you can't go back and, you know, we know that, what's her name, Peggy, had another husband.
Yeah.
Right? She, you know, lost Steve, you know, in whatever, Winter Soldier, they're talking about,
right,
you know, so how could they have spent their whole life together?
He went back to before she met the other husband. I know. There's a lot. I wouldn't call those
way too much.
He also took the hammer with him, which I thought was really cool.
Right.
But see, that's the thing is you're looking.
He brings the shield back for Falcon, but he doesn't bring the hammer back for Thor. Like,
why?
What happened?
Thor doesn't need it. He's got the big one.
he'd rather have his hammer. I don't know. Like I said, and you know, don't even get me started on this entire movie is predicated on a mouse walking across the stupid control pad in the van.
I knew you were going to pick on that.
Nothing happens in this entire movie if it's not for that stupid mouse.
And that's exactly what Stark said. Like, that's exactly what Stark said. He said, you're one in a billion on coming back. I'm not even sure the mouse did anything. Because they just showed the mouse walking on it, but like Stark said, you're one in a billion of even coming back. You shouldn't be here. Right. So Stark even said that the improbability of what happened.
Right.
But I knew you were going to go with that. Are you happy though? I mean, are you happy?
Yeah.
That,
like
no,
I said,
wait a minute. Let me finish. Oh. I'm not done. Captain America aged. He was sitting on his little park bench there, and he aged. You have to be ecstatic about that. He is old now.
And how did he just show up there with nobody? Nobody saw him coming, right? Because obviously he's been living.
Yeah, but you know how it works.
Life.
You've seen Back to the Future.
But I'm just
he knows they're going to be there.
Right, but how did he get by everybody?
Nobody walked along the shore of the lake. That's the hole you're going with. I can't believe I'm looking at this movie as one of the best movies I've ever seen. I'm thinking Oscars. I had so much fun with it. And the ending, after the ending, the end credits that they did it looked like an Oscars in memoriam where they put the music, the old-timey music, everything, it was so
which
powerful.
I thought was really cool. I really liked that the movie opened with,
old music.
With music. None of their other movies have really opened that way. I thought it was really cool how they were kind of intermixed in with the scenes from all the movies, when they go back in time. And but clearly they were reshot, or in most cases reshot.
Yeah, they redid a lot of those scenes to give you new perspectives.
Right,
of
to
those
give you new
scenes.
Perspectives, and they did a great job of making it look exactly like it looked.
Right,
the first time around. So, like I said, I don't want to make it sound at all like I didn't like this movie or like I didn't have a great time. I really had a great time. I just don't think it was the best.
I'm a quiet person in public. I don't clap. And I was cheering. I was not like screaming. I was like, I blurted out, yes. And I clapped at different points.
I clapped when everybody clapped. I did all that too. I clapped at Stan's cameo. That was awesome.
Oh, speaking of that, the first time I saw it, everybody went nuts. The second showing at 10 o'clock, I don't think people knew that was him.
Oh, really?
I'm looking around the theater and I want to be like, everybody, that's Stan. Donkeys. Nobody said anything.
And I love that he got the de-aging treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. Make love, not war. What'd you think of Thor's dad bod?
Yeah, I love Fat Thor.
Lebowski.
Fat Thor was awesome.
And I love that he called him Lebowski, too, because referencing back to Point Break. Point Break.
I loved when his mother says to him, the future hasn't been kind to you. eat a salad.
Eat a salad, when they're separating, and he's like, she's like, oh, eat a salad. Have a salad.
Right.
So
let me ask you this. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is coming out.
Thor's
at some point
in
the future. Is Thor a Guardian now?
I think so.
Which I really like,
You really like that?
Yeah. I like the idea of that, yeah.
Oh,
that'd be
look,
awesome.
That's something else you like about them. I think by the end of this, you're going to really like this movie. It's going to be your favorite movie.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, I'm definitely going to watch it again. And, like I said, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still, there was a lot there. It's 3 hours. I'm still unpacking some of it. But, like I said, I didn't walk out of there feeling the same way you did.
So Gamora's still alive.
Right.
Because she never died.
Right. They kind of cheated her back in, which is fine. I like the fact that, she'll probably be in the next Guardians, but she's not our Gamora.
Well,
right?
They're
like,
going
she's
to
not...
look for. Yes, she is.
Right.
She's Gamora. It's like...
not in the set. Not that they all know. Like she's not in love with Peter. Like,
right.
It's starting all over again with her.
Right.
Which I like. Yeah. It is our Gamora, but it's like before we met her. What I'm saying? So that that's cool.
Yeah,
I don't mind that it was either him or a tree. Yeah.
Seriously.
Like I said, I don't mind that they did. I like that more than them bringing her back to life somehow from the Soul Stone.
Right.
Obviously what happened to her? Like where did she disappear to at the end? That's obviously the
I have
kind
another
of the mystery
question.
We're going to have.
I have another question. Is it possible to get Black Widow back because they're returning the stone? All the stones are being returned to their original place. Is it possible?
I don't think it. I don't know.
I don't think you get. I don't know. I'm not.
You know, Red Skull has a sign that says "All sales final, no refunds."
Well,
or
then
exchanges.
What's? But he had to return the stone. So, and we all speculated that about Gamora, like maybe she could come back later because you bring the stone back or something. I don't know, but yeah, I know. Right. I like what you said. All sales are final, but yeah. I mean, she's. I don't know.
I don't know that it works that way because, like, she was splat. Like, when Gamora fell, we didn't see the end result.
Yeah, this
like,
was
she just
way
kinda,
more graphic.
Right,
way
she
more
just kind of went, and you kind of, maybe it left it up to the imagination that she was just endlessly falling.
Yeah.
But in this one, like, Natasha, she's...
Bloody, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she comes back from that.
I thought that was a great, that entire scene. You know one of them's going to die up there. And then they're fighting over it, I thought was awesome. I thought, you know, Clint with, I think we're thinking of different people here.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, I just thought that was a really powerful scene. I thought it was great, like, him running off, I didn't think he was going to die. And then when he jumped off for that split second, you're like, oh my God, he's going to be the one. And sadly, I thought she was going to be the one because she doesn't have a family. This is all going to wrap up and he's going to get his family back. But if he dies, you don't get that. So then when he jumped off the end, I was like, oh, wow, he's really good. That's why I'm saying they did such a good job with this movie. It really pulling at the heartstrings.
In the back of my mind, though, I always kind of knew it wasn't going to be him because of Disney Plus. You know, like he's got his show coming with Kate Bishop.
But that's
so.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So then when he leapt off the edge, I was like, holy crap, he's going to die. And then she grabs him. You're like, oh, okay. But
yeah, like I said, even then, I kind of still in the back of my head was thinking it can't be him because we know he's got something else to do.
yes. You just can't absorb these movies. You're like, well, so he's got a contract with Disney Plus, so he can't be jumping off the.
Right. Well, he can't. We also semi got Loki back too.
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know
because he disappears with the Tesseract.
Yeah, but none of that took.
What happened to him?
Yeah, but now none of that took place because the Tesseract ends up back at. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like
because you go with what Banner said or Professor Hulk said, and that when you go back in time, that becomes your future, and then your past becomes your present future becomes your past, and they're all confused. But it made sense, but at the same time, you're right. It's like, so all of, it's this, and that's why I'm saying it's like, I think you just haven't unpacked it all yet. It's like, this is done for idiots like us, nerds like we're still unpacking it because the timeline itself is all screwed up.
Right.
We have no idea. There's so much. They just created a world of speculation for us to just be like, we're not going to make a movie for 2 years. You guys just deal with this. Right. Like, and we'll be lost. So the other thing is when Peter Parker goes back to school, is he going back to school 5 years in the future? But he's still now I'm going to sound like you, but now he's still that age. But then.
Well, and so is everybody else.
Well, it looked like it. So I'm a little confused on that. I'm not upset about it like you.
Because
it's not
when
a plot
Tony
hole.
Snapped,
I'm just like,
well, right, because when Tony snapped, his daughter didn't go. Which, by the way, let's talk about the fact that Iron Man has a daughter, because that's a first as far as I know.
Right.
Like, never in the comics.
Well,
I had
a couple of questions for you.
But then, like I said, if his snap brought everybody back, like, because he even said, don't undo the past.
Well,
just bring everybody back.
Right.
To
that
now.
That was Professor Hulk's snap. Did
well,
that.
Right. But even
Tony's snap killed all the.
Right. But that. Right. But that's what I'm saying. So if because Tony's daughter didn't disappear, so she's still still there.
Yep.
So right. So everybody that came back.
And that's what he said.
Right. Are they still high school age? I don't understand
either. And that's where it's like.
Because then let's assume that they all came back the same age they were when they disappeared. Well, then that means everybody in Homecoming that's coming up, or Far From Home, that means every one of them disappeared. Because that's the only way they could have all come back the same age.
I'm wondering if they actually go and put people back, because now they have a time machine.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I said,
once you have a time machine in one time, you have a time machine at all times, because you can just go back. You know what I mean? It's like,
right,
you can go anywhere. I love all that stuff. I love all the questions, but just let's go for a second on the emotion of the movie. And like, they came in and they picked up right where Infinity War left off. Everybody's devastated. And they brought you down really quick with Barton's family just disappearing. Right. That was awesome. And I don't know if you saw my tweet. I had to go through that now three times. I've seen the movie twice.
Yeah.
And
I saw
the first 5 minutes three times. The whole thing was flickering and the whole theater is flipping out going, fix the movie. And you're like,
I'm sure.
Seriously, the biggest movie in decades and you're doing this.
Right.
But anyways, so they bring you in, they bring you way down right to begin with. And then a couple little funny things come in, a couple little one-liners just to lift you a little bit. But then you have Natasha in tears. Right. And, I mean, the entire, you know, it seemed like the entire first act was just like, ugh. And then they go and say, you know, that was pretty cool with Captain Marvel, who they have yet to call her Captain Marvel.
Right. Well, and I really liked the fact that we didn't really get an introduction scene between her and the Avengers. Like, she was just there.
Yeah.
And they all
just assume it. You just assume it. Right.
Right. Well, we know at some point they did have an introduction, but we didn't ever see it. Like, which I thought was, again, that was not the way I thought it was going to go.
Right.
We've talked about this before, how the trailers could be misleading, but the trailers really kind of made it seem like she just shows up at like Avengers headquarters or whatever.
Right.
And
then goes
walks
and
in.
Kicks ass.
Yeah.
And it's like,
right.
I liked that she was used very minimally in this movie because she's so new to the scene. You know, her movie just came out. I don't think it would have been fair to the Avengers, to us as the fans, to all of a sudden be like at the beginning, she said that. She goes, I'm going to go kill him. And it's like you thought like, well, you know it's a 3-hour movie, so that's not the way it's going to happen. But that is what they did.
Well, right. I was a little surprised that they chopped his head off 5 minutes into the movie.
I went for the head.
I know that, you know, you knew that he,
that
know,
got a laugh, time but travel. It's kind of sad. When he took the head off, and it's like you got to, like, people applauded, but at the same time, I really felt in both viewings, people were like, "Yay!"
Yeah.
kind of clapping and like, but it's too late, and you feel bad for Thor because he's just a mess.
Right. I mean, this movie was very much focused on the core Avengers. Like, with Infinity War, I felt like they really did a great job of giving almost everybody equal screen time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, between the Guardians and Wakanda.
Right.
And this one was really, really about, you know, the core group.
Right.
And everybody else were there, but they were used minimally.
Right.
You know, and, you know, people that carry their own movies, you know, like Black Panther and Spider-Man and... they weren't the focus of this movie.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. Like, 'cause, you know, this is the send off of those guys, the core group.
Yeah.
The other ones we're going to see again. So,
I thought it was great the way they incorporated, Doctor Strange and the whole going to get the stone before he had the stone where, you know, Professor Hulk goes and, I thought that
Well, but they didn't realize that though, because they went looking for him.
Well,
they just didn't
realize
that.
But they knew
the
stone was there,
right?
They didn't know he wasn't. he didn't have access to it yet. But I love the look on her face when she's like, he gave it up.
Right.
That was really cool. I thought that was like, she's like, here, if he gave it up, meaning like she knows. Now that's the funny thing too, is she knows the future. She has the time stone. So she's like, when they, I'm here to see, Dr. Strange. And like,
you're 5 years you're too early.
5 years too early. And it's like, oh, well, I'll just take that.
Right.
And that, it's just, that was really cool. There were so many little callbacks. I mean, I want to see it again. And like you said the other day when we were talking about it last week, this is one you're going to go over with a fine tooth comb at home.
Well, the other
it's
thing,
so hard to take it all in on a big screen.
The other thing that kind of bugged me a little bit was, Pepper showing up with the armor, because as far as we know, he didn't give it to her.
No,
like, he was working on it. It was hidden in his.
No, you didn't notice that though. When the daughter had the helmet on, did you hear it? You heard it open and close. That wasn't just a toy. The daughter had the helmet on, and it had the full back plate.
Right,
then he
no,
took
no,
it off
no, she
and,
had the helmet, but right. He says to her, I'm making this for your mom, and it's like a surprise, you know?
Right.
She doesn't
like
know about it.
Like a Mother's Day gift, because that's what
right,
she gives.
So, right, well, yeah. But so then she shows up wearing it. First of all, like, with no training at all, she knows exactly what to do and how to wear it.
Yeah, but she's been in the suits before. And they've been living there for 5 years. See, now you're looking for issues because you really can't make that leap.
No, I'm not looking for issues.
You can't make that
leap. I'm not looking. That's just what came to me when I was watching it. I mean.
But that, I thought that was cool that she showed up.
I didn't go into this looking for problems.
No.
Like, I'm just telling you what.
They found you.
Right. I'm just telling you what I thought while I was watching it.
No, I know.
It just seemed a stretch to me that, she had this armor that. She didn't really know about because he hadn't given it to her yet.
Well, it is her. It's not a huge mansion. It's a cabin in the woods. There's not a lot of places to hide a suit.
Well, I think it was in like the garage or something. I don't know. The thing is, how did she even know to go look for it?
Okay, so you can accept the fact that they never had the formal greeting with Captain Marvel, but you can't accept the fact that maybe before he was going on this time machine trip that he turned to his wife and daughter and said, hey, if I'm ever gone, hey, there's a little something in the garage to protect yourself with.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. That's such a leap.
Well, because the thing is, he wasn't done making it either.
How do you, clearly he was.
Well, but he tells the daughter, I'm working on it for my...
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey,
I'm just telling you how I thought about it.
Let me make you happy. Captain America aged.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what I thought when I saw it, you know? It's like, it wasn't a completed project. Like, he was still working on it.
No, I beg to differ. It was completed because he completed it and she was in it. That's not a leap.
I don't know. Maybe
he
was
never
missing a boot or something. You didn't see her whole body, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's flying around with a bare foot hanging out. Oh, man. It is late. You are tired. You're just grumpy.
I'm not grumpy, man. I'm fine.
I know. Oh. So, question. First question. Any idea who that kid was on the bicycle that ran into Scott Lang?
No.
So I'm wondering if that's going to be a future person. And.
Yeah.
All right. Now the last one, who was the kid, young man, standing at the back at the funeral?
That is the little kid from Iron Man 3 who.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. Who he made the garage for.
Right. And the potato, the potato gun. Yes.
That is him. Because
how do you know?
Because I looked it up.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to know because I was like, I don't know who this dude is. So I looked it up after I got home.
It's not actually the kid, is it?
It is. It's the same actor.
Is it really? Oh wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good to know. That I didn't know because I didn't have time to look it. I came home.
Well, like I said, I didn't know. I wouldn't have known.
Did you look
either,
it up since you got home? since you...
Because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, who is that guy? Like, I don't know who he is. Because they made a point to show him.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I almost,
you were supposed
I almost said twice. Were, no, it was just once. I saw it twice.
You were supposed to notice him. Right. So, I mean, I was like, who is this guy?
And he's standing all alone.
Right.
It's like everybody else is in their little groups, and then they go off and make their sequels later.
Right.
And, but this one little...
Well, and that's what I was thinking. Is this a new character that we're not familiar with? But now the thing is, the speculation from what I, you know, when I came home, I started looking it up, is like, does he don the armor going forward?
I think he does. I've heard that before this. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny you say that it was him, because as soon as you said it, I have heard rumors of him being in the movie and showing up and going forward, because he had a the mind or an eye for this that. So that would be, and maybe he's been funding him all along too, like he was keeping an eye on Peter Parker.
So, and I did notice the lack of Kate Bishop. You know, I mean, Clint was training his daughter, you know, kind of in the beginning, showing her how to shoot the bow and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, for a minute I thought it was Kate, you know, maybe like an adopted daughter or something, until obviously he calls her name and you realize it's not. But, you know, all the speculation about this movie, you know, prior to it opening is, you know, who's that? It's got to be Kate.
Well,
you know,
he called her Hawkeye, too.
Right, he did, but... you know, obviously at this point he doesn't know Kate, so
right.
You know, he wasn't saving it for somebody else, but
no, I think he was just out working with having fun with his kids. Did you see the ankle bracelet on him at the beginning?
So without doing any explanation at all, we know where he was during Infinity War,
right?
You know. Because having seen Ant-Man, we already knew that situation with him. So,
right, they're both under
house
arrest.
Which, again, was really cool. It's like...
I think Clint got a better deal.
right.
He's on a big, giant farm.
Well, but like I said, it was just cool that they trusted the audience to know exactly what happened without saying a word.
Right.
You know, they just showed one glimpse of that bracelet, you know, that ankle monitor.
Right.
And you know, they didn't have to say anything.
Right.
You know, which was, I thought was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Just like they trusted the audience to know that Pepper's suit was done.
Yeah, well, they trusted, they were too trusting.
What else?
I also loved that when they went back in time, when Thor and Rocket went back to Asgard, and
he just
wanted
to booze.
Well, that. But when Rocket goes and gets the stone from Jane, and he's running, everybody's calling, get that rabbit.
Yeah, get the rabbit. Yeah, because that's what he called him when he's
right.
Like,
I was like that. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, get that rabbit.
So like I said, I there was a lot of laughs. Like I really had fun. I really did have a good time.
It
had a lot of ups and downs. I thought when Tony died, you know, Peter's reaction was heartbreaking. You know what I mean?
It was an awesome role reversal.
And actually his return was heartbreaking too. Like just when Tony.
Yeah, and they hugged.
Just
and he goes,
hugs
"This
them.
Is nice."
Right.
He goes, "Oh, this is nice."
So there was a lot of emotion there. Oh, that brings me back to something I was going to say earlier too, when you were talking about Doctor Strange. So where were they all when they
disappeared? That's a great question.
Because Peter makes it sound like they were all together. And because he says something like, well, Doctor Strange says, okay, well, it's time to go. It's been 5 years now. So,
right.
Like, where were they?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's the thing.
But I like the thought that they were all together somewhere. And, but then it's like, well, then when.
And he did
start
that
seeing each
thing.
Other. Right. Well, but then when they start seeing each, like when Peter goes back to school and sees Ned or whatever the kid's name is, if they were together for 5 years in the ether or wherever they were, why are they acting like they hadn't seen each other for a long time? So,
yeah.
I don't know if they were all together or where they all were, but
Well, I'm wondering if, I don't know. Maybe the, Maybe the 5 years had passed for, I don't know. It is confusing. Like, they didn't come back. I'm just wondering,
like, where were they? Because, like I said, just because of that comment that he made.
Right.
You know.
Well, he says, he goes, remember when I kind of turned to dust,
right.
And then I fell asleep and I woke up? And then, but it's almost like he did that and it's like immediately came back to life.
Right.
And
like then maybe no time passed for him.
For him. And then he lived those 5 years. And then Doctor Strange said, look, it's time to go. We've got to go help them.
Right.
And then he did a sparkly thing, and then they all showed up to back him up, which I thought that was an incredible scene for a comic book movie to have that and brought everybody. And I like the reference when, what's his name? Wong?
Yeah.
Wong. And he says, hey, Dr. Strange, is this everybody? You wanted more?
Yeah.
It's like, but I thought that was a reference to, there are more. We could have brought more. We could have brought the X-Men. We could have brought this. And it's like, but they brought everybody. I thought that was, and I was looking for like Loki somewhere or something because.
Right. I kept waiting for Loki to show back up because of that scene earlier with the Tesseract.
Well, not like, only that, it's, and it gets, but this is what we just talked about it a few minutes ago, but. The whole idea of, like, well, now Thanos never killed Loki because Thanos jumped over that time to get to that point.
Right.
So he never actually killed Loki because he hadn't gotten the stones yet. So, but at the same time, Professor Hulk said and said, well, our past is still our past. So all of that took place.
And I loved the idea that them basically going back in time to get the stones to stop Thanos are what enabled Thanos to know where all the stones were in the first place.
Right.
Because
it's just a new way to get the stones.
Right, but it's kind of like they unwittingly told him where everything was. So,
well, they unwittingly did, but at the same time, it distracted him from his original plan.
Right.
And now he's on this plan, which sent him to them. So that they could have that battle and end the entire thing. You know what I mean? So now there's not a Thanos on that track, on the original track. So that's why I said, I'm like, this whole thing is just bonkers with the whole. And I love the explanation. There's a couple of points. When they're first approaching Stark with the idea, and he goes, no, we go back in time. He goes, we're going to do it right. And this was Scott Lang. He goes, we're going to do it right. We're not going to talk to ourselves, and we won't bet on sports. He goes, let me stop you right there. So you're basing the whole thing on Back to the Future. No.
Right.
And then what was it later when they were trying to figure out what to do, and they were saying, this is what we have to, and they start naming every movie. Like Hot Tub Time Machine, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Terminator. Like,
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
They mentioned it twice.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, they threw everything in there. It was, I'm shocked you're not with me on this. I'm shocked.
I'm not against you.
Well, you kind of are. Because if you're not with me, you're against me. It's like, we almost ended the podcast to open the show. That's not a good start.
Well, it's because you overreacted.
I thought you were going to kick me out of your store. Overreacted?
Yeah. Mm. You were like, okay, we're done. I was like, I'm not done. I'm just getting started.
Any other initial reactions? Because I'm sure we're going to unpack a lot more, and we'll have a lot more to talk about next week. But any other initial fun reactions you had? Fun ones. I don't want to hear your stupid plot holes and people's suits not being done. And I got one. Okay. Oh crap! This is a plot hole. Where did he get the shield? Did he have a second shield made in the past to give to at the end there? Remember, he shows up at the end as an old man with a shield, but his shield's been destroyed. So he must have had another shield
but
made.
But didn't he go back with one? He went back with a shield and a hammer, right?
No, his shield's been destroyed. He only went back. He only went back with the hammer.
Back with the hammer.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't.
But
know.
He also went back to where they made the shield, and he goes back with the knowledge on where all the vibranium is.
Right.
So now, he could easily have another shield made.
I didn't love him with the hammer
at
for
the
that
end.
Long either. Like it was awesome when he picked it up during the fight, and I thought it was awesome when he was swinging it and went at Thanos.
Yeah.
But that he kept using it and kept, you know what I mean? Like
I liked when they swapped hammers. The hammer. Was really cool.
Right.
He goes, "You get the little one."
Right, you get
but
the little one.
I thought him having the hammer at the end wasn't so much that obviously we're looking at it like, "Where's the hammer now?" But I thought that was more of Thor gave it to him. Like, "You're worthy. This is yours now." That's the way I looked at it.
Right, but, you know, he made an effort. He really clearly wanted it back, and then he gave it away so easily. You know
what do you mean he wanted it? You think Thor wanted it back?
He wanted it back when he went to Asgard and got it. Like, he made an effort to get it back and leave with it.
No, yeah, but now, you know what's so funny? He took that.
And, right, and so, and then where's the Thor? The
that
Thor, from
Thor
that
doesn't have a hammer now.
Right, he doesn't have a hammer anymore. So,
it's like, Thor's running around going, I misplaced my hammer.
He's like, he's still standing there with his hand up and waiting, and it's never going to come.
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I thought of that right away. I'm like, wait a minute. It's like, I mean, it's one thing for Clint to grab a baseball glove off the ground. That goes missing all the time. But a hammer?
Right, you take Thor's hammer, because to me it was such a, like, I hated him not having the hammer, you know what I mean? Because, like, the whole history of Thor as a character,
that's where
he's always had.
I just figured out, that's where the hammer is. Captain America went back and put the hammer back there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So Thor
will never
have been missing his hammer. When he went.
No.
Because he had to put the ether back, right?
Right.
That stone. So he gives the hammer back. So, like, Thor literally could blink his eye. It was gone and there and gone because no time passed.
No,
so
that's
Thor
fine.
Never. So that's that plot hole right there. We just closed it.
Okay.
That's
well,
pretty cool.
But that's not what I was going to say. I wasn't going as far as plot hole, though. It's like. I don't like Thor not having the hammer. Like, even in the comics now, like, he doesn't have his hammer anymore.
Right.
And to me, that's like, Thor's had his hammer for 50 years. Like, that's...
Right.
Thor
and
the hammer go...
And now to have an axe is weird.
Right, they kind of go together. So, granted, in the movies, it hasn't been as long. Like, he just lost the hammer during Ragnarok. Like, just in the last movie. But I was so kind of happy that he got the hammer back because they were like, oh, well, that's how he can get his hammer back. And now going forward in the rest of the movies, he'll have his hammer again. And then he was just so quick to, like, casually give it away, like it didn't mean anything to him. And I thought that was because, you know, again, we're mixing kind of the comics and the movies together.
But he didn't give it away now. That's the thing. It's the hammer. So he never actually gave it away. The hammer, you found out Captain America was worthy. The hammer went to him for him to use in that battle.
Right.
And then when he gave it to Captain America to give back to himself at that time period. So Captain America doesn't have it anymore.
Right,
you
right.
Know what
but
I
that's
mean?
Fine.
So
but
he
even
never
during
gave
the battle,
away.
It's like to prefer the axe over the hammer.
I just think that was a joke that, like, I get the big one, you know?
Well, but then he let him keep using it.
Well,
you know?
He doesn't need both. You're not going to hear. You use that little half a shield you got left there. I'm gonna wield two weapons.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
it's like
I said,
Dumb
I just,
and Dumber. I got two pairs of gloves on.
It just always bothers me when Thor doesn't have his hammer because, like, to me, that's
I know.
It's like Captain America in his shield. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like it's just what goes together. Like
and like I didn't like
I had,
Infinity
I
War.
Of a
I didn't like those shields that Captain America was using. I didn't like that.
I
didn't
either.
He needs his real shield, not that pointy thing.
Like, I don't want Thor running around with Captain America's shield, and I don't want Cap running around with the hammer. It's like they just should, you know.
What did you think of what's his name getting the shield, being Captain America now?
I mean, I'm fine with that because that's comics accurate. Like, yeah. It could have either been, I knew it was either going to be Sam or Bucky.
Right.
You know, in the comics, both of them have been Captain America. They've both had the shield. I would have kind of
problem is rather seen it go powers.
I would have right. That's what I'm saying. I would have kind of rather seen it go to Bucky.
Right.
Just because I think he's a little bit more suited as Captain America. Because Sam, take away the wings, and he's just a dude. He's just like me and you. You know. Maybe he can, you know, he can scrap a little better than we can. But right. I mean, he's just a dude. You know.
Yeah.
Where at least Bucky has the arm, and he's been trained, and he's had the serum, and you know.
Right. He's an enhanced. Right. And I don't know. Maybe they're going to enhance Sam too. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But either way, you know, it definitely sets the stage for. It sets the stage. This movie sets the stage for a lot of these characters to continue, just not the actors.
Well, just you know, that whole
Iron Man now can continue with that little kid. You know, Captain America continues with Sam Wilson. You know, so those names will still exist. It's
right.
Just it won't be Steve Rogers and it won't be Tony Stark. So. And, you know, like I said, going back to some of the feels, like the scenes between Tony and his dad were really emotional.
Those were great.
And, you know, were really good scenes.
Yeah. I like when he hugged him. And what I thought about the hug was really good is that was almost like a callback to, I think that was Iron Man 2 when he set up, they had that whole, was it that? No, I'm sorry. It was Civil War. When he had that scene at MIT where he didn't hug his father, and his mother says, "Hug him because you know what day this is," and it was all a hologram,
right?
But he never obviously he didn't hug his father,
right?
And but now he does here, and it's not a hologram; it's his actual father, and it's funny that Tony is the same age as us, born in 1970.
Yeah,
he looked a little older.
Yeah, he looks a little older. Yeah. Well, he still looks better than we do, but he's older.
Yeah, well,
he looks older.
He's Robert Downey Jr. It's
and I love that the Hulk has gray hair.
That's great. was great.
That's awesome.
Great. I thought they did a great job with Tony at the beginning and looking like so beaten
thin.
Down.
Yeah, he looked so thin and like, so ragged.
Oh, he looked awful. Yeah. And great job at looking awful. I mean, it was...
Right.
And then him standing up out of the wheelchair and just... that was incredible.
So Chris Hemsworth, was that prosthetics or did he gain a bunch of weight? Because
it's prosthetics.
It has to be, right?
Yeah,
because during all the press tours and all that stuff, like I see videos of him working out on Instagram every other day.
Right.
So if he had gained 50 pounds, I would have seen it somewhere.
50?
But, well.
That was a lot.
Or more.
Yeah. They can make you look muscular.
CGI,
they can make you look, you know.
Yeah.
Because most of the time he had a shirt on and like you have that big hair and beard covering up the neck area. I don't know. I could go on and on. It's
well, awesome. We've gone. It's we're almost at the length of a regular show. I thought this was just going to be like 10 minutes.
No, not 10 minutes. Can't do it. See a 3-hour movie and do a 10-minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to have anything to talk about next Wednesday.
Yeah, we
we've
will.
Said it
we're
all.
We're going to bash you some more about your stupid plot hole ideas.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see it again before next week, right?
I don't know if I'll see it before next week, but I'm definitely going to see it again. It just depends on what the weekend looks like this week.
It's definitely
worth seeing. I won't be off again. I'll only be off Sunday before next Wednesday. Is the only day I'll be off is Sunday. So
yeah,
we'll see what's going on.
It's good. Highly recommended.
For sure. Like I said, well, nobody needs our recommendation. Everybody in the world is going to go see it.
Yeah,
and anybody listening to this far has already seen it. Because otherwise we just ruined right. Otherwise we just ruined it for them. Make sure in your intro you say, spoilers ahead, proceed with caution.
Yeah. Well, I put it out on Twitter that we're putting it out, and it was going to be spoiler loaded. Any final thoughts? I mean, I could start picking stuff apart. Just enjoying.
You can.
Not picking it apart. I mean, like, going into different scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm exhausted. That was awesome.
All right.
That was awesome. All right. Close up the store. We'll do this again next week. We'll talk more Endgame. We'll unpack it. Maybe you'll enjoy it even more.
We'll unpack by then. It some more. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Close the store up. Thanks for listening. Right.
Good night. Later.
Hey, Fred.